Welcome to What's the 411, your smart source for urban lifestyle and entertainment news. I'm Kizzy Cox.
I'm Onika McLean.
Hey, girl.
Hey, boo.
How are you?
Hey, boos. How you doing?
Yes, girl.
Subscribe.
That barbecue was lit. That's all I gotta say.
Yes, we had a fun time.
Yes, we did. So let's get started with some quick takes. It's official, girl.
What?
Tamar Braxton has confirmed she is no longer with Vincent Hubert. Yep, she's done with him, finally. Yeah. So they quietly sold their L.A. property for $9.25 million, which is much less than they were asking for, and even less than the $10.5 million that they bought it for.
That blows a hole in my theory, though. Because I would always have looked at Tamar and looked at Vince and was like, he's going to adore this woman forever. And no, not true.
Not at all. Remember, she said she was going to stop doing singing her last album because she's going to work on the marriage.
Yeah, and he's doing him.
Didn't work out.
Okay, yeah. So who is not married is Nicki Minaj. Who is really not married is Safaree. But who is having a quarrel on social media that is like epic, right? So Nicki Minaj is coming for Safaree's edges.
Literally.
His real edges, right? Because she said that she played for his Michael Blazian, and that's like fake hair, like he had the Steve Harvey look. Okay, so she's just going all crazy,
Did
right?
Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, I saw it. It's hilarious. I mean, it's internet. But, right, so the VMA beefed up security because they thought that, it was, like, going to go down. They thought it was going to go down. Like, Safaree. Wow, that is crazy. Nicki Minaj is beefing with a lot of people, though.
She is. She's going in on a
she
lot of people.
She went on Travis Scott. She was, like, with Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah, because he beat her. Like, he was number one, Astroworld, and hers was number two. And then she compared herself to Harriet Tubman, talking about she was a queen. And
right, like, and then she said, oh, he's going to bring his family to his show. Like, because one of the Kardashians, like, he's cheating because he's bringing his family. I feel sorry. Okay, but anyway.
Nicki Minaj. Mm. I love her, but you a mess. Go ahead,
Onika. You know that's her name, Onika, right? So I get it. So then look at this, right? She is not a punk. ESPN. Mm-hmm. Is, I think, so what ESPN has decided not to televise the national anthem.
Yeah, well, they weren't doing it, but they were asking them if they were going to do it, and they were like, no, there's no change, and I think this is a way for them to just, try to
stay out of it.
Yep, stay out of the whole controversy. But it's gonna keep going on. Even if they don't televise it, I think those men are still gonna take a knee.
Do you really?
Take a knee. Yes, I do.
They're gonna get fined.
They're doing it. It's important to them, and I don't blame them.
At my job, I don't know if I'm gonna have to take a knee for privacy. Listen, Mr. Lawyer Man. Could we just not play the music? Like, let's just not play the music.
They're making a lot more money than you.
But nobody is at their real job. Like, our country tis of the... Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so Jesse Williams went before a judge.
You don't have to pledge allegiance to your job. Okay, go ahead.
Womp, womp. Okay.
Sorry. That's not womp. That's true.
Womp, okay, womp. What a womp. Womp. Okay, so
her womp means I'm just being silly.
Jesse Williams, girl.
He's so cute.
He is cute, but he's being taken to the cleaners, okay? So he went before a judge. He wanted to get his child support payments reduced because he's paying $50,000 a month, right? $50,000 a month.
Get your coins.
And
where the bag at? Where the bag at? Where the bag at? Where the bag at?
The judge was like, no way. Judge was like, no way. You've got to continue paying that $50,000.
Why?
And he just said, because they said he has a very high income. It's over $500,000 a month. And so he has to pay that. Now, this is on top of, now get this, Williams already had to pay his ex-wife Drake Lee's attorney fees and agree to pay her half of all of Grey's Anatomy's residuals for the 5 years they were together, plus $50,000 a month in spousal support. So
it's called the parata share. So what they do is they see the income and they match it and make sure that you guys have similar lifestyles. So, you know.
That is insane.
No, that's everybody. If you made $30,000 and I made $10,000, you about to go to $20,000. I'm just telling you, this is how it goes.
This is crazy.
No,
I get it. But, I mean, this man is really coughing up $100,000.
He got it.
$100,000 a
month. Where the bag at? Wear the bag.
Oh, God.
Wear the bag. Okay, so, well, who does not have the bag is my homegirl, Lauryn Hill. So Bossip is reporting that Lauryn Hill's New Jersey mansion is in foreclosure. Isn't that crazy?
Why doesn't she go to her concerts and do them on time? And she could actually pay her tax bill.
I think the more money she makes, the more taxes she owes. I think that's how that works. Her tax bill is like $1 million. If I was Lauryn Hill, I would just ask Jay-Z. I mean, he's saving.
No, because, I mean, it's her mansion, so it's supposed to be like a regular, you know.
But it's
tax every year, same amount.
No, but you're in foreclosure because you're not paying the mortgage. The mortgage, right?
It said tax bill. The taxes
but
on
it's,
the mortgage.
But all of it, like it just keeps compiling. It doesn't matter how much she sings. I would just ask Beyonce.
No, she needs to get back in the studio and make some money.
I would just ask Beyonce and Jay-Z if I was you. You remember when Tyrese asked the Smiths?
We're going to pray
okay.
for you.
Okay. But another diva.
Yes.
Miss Janet.
Yeah.
Pa.
Miss Jackson.
Icon. Janet Jackson did a free concert.
I love that.
In New York, in Harlem.
I love that.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's amazing. That is amazing. That's her just doing it for the people. Just
they said 30,000 people showed up to watch Miss Janet.
I'm not surprised.
Good for her.
Yes.
That reminds me of, and I'm about to date myself, when Diana Ross sang in Central Park. And she was singing in the rain. Beyonce singing in the rain like Diana Ross.
Right. Well, on that note, we're actually going to end this quick takes by giving, you know, our condolences to another diva.
As I'm smiling. She always does this.
Amazing. No, amazing. Amazing diva. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. She was not just an incredible singer, girl. Not just that. I mean, she was a cultural icon. She helped bridge the racial divide with her music. Franklin's first hit, Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, immediately became an anthem for the civil rights movement. It was amazing. In addition to Franklin winning 20 Grammy Awards, she was the first woman to receive a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Award. She performed before three presidents, the inauguration of Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and President Barack Obama. So that is just amazing.
I saw the one with Barack Obama. Remember she came out with fur coat on?
Yeah, with the gray, with the rhinestones on her hat. She looked amazing. She looked amazing. And also we want to give out our condolences to Kofi Annan. So Kofi Annan, he was the first black person to serve as UN Secretary General ever. So yeah, so
condolences. Between,
the UN, and he actually won a Nobel Peace Prize back in 2001. So that is incredible.
And Aretha's voice remained the same. Like she really took care of her gift. Like there was no real drama with Aretha.
Yeah.
She just
you know,
she
because you think
sorely missed.
Yeah. It's really, really sad.
I said to my sister, I was like, now what's my mother going to play? You know, my mother still plays those songs, Aretha Franklin songs, like thinking about my dad, and they broke up like 40 years ago. Like that's the love songs that Aretha produced.
Yes. Like, so, I mean, she'll still play them because that is her legacy. That's her profound contribution to the world. We will miss her very much. And also condolences go out to the family and friends of Kofi Annan. We will be right back. Welcome back to What's the 411. Now we're bringing you stories that are popping. And Onika, you starting us off?
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Taping everything. This culture is taping everything. Like, we videotape everything.
Yes, we do.
Fights, car crashes, nothing. We're looking away.
World star hip hop. That's this
everything.
Whole thing.
This is a world star hip hop world. And so... So, I mean, of course, the same thing's going to happen in the White House, right? So, Omarosa has hours of tape, allegedly, of Trump. And like, recorded, secret recordings of conversations that were had in the White House. And Michael Cohen, the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, what is happening? I thought that the White House had security clears that you could not do certain things. Is that okay? Like, I think that when snitching became okay, like the whole culture has just went to hell in a handbasket. So how, this is How is they going to let that happen in the White House? What do you think about that?
I think that...
What about the security clearances? Tell me what you think.
The problem is this is a chaotic and crazy White House already. So we already know that.
We already got reality TV in there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So if there's not the protocol that there should be in there anyway. But on top of that, you know, Trump has thrown a lot of people under the bus. You know, girl, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people under the bus. And Omarosa knows this. Omarosa... I don't like her. I'm not a fan of hers, but she had receipts. She knew that one day she was going to leave that place, and when she got out, she was going to make sure that she had proof of whatever it was that she needed to.
So that she can make money.
Exactly. But she's a shark. Trump's a shark. They're two fish swimming together. They are made for each other. So he met his match, and I don't think he's mad. He's not ready.
Because, I mean, they have memos. He is the Teflon Don. There's nothing's going to happen to him. Omarosa, just sit down and watch. He has to care.
Right, because he has no shame. He has no shame.
You have to care first.
He has no shame. But he is saying he's going to sue her because NDA, you know, she broke the NDA by doing this. But, yeah, she doesn't care. Nothing's going to happen to her. Nothing's going to happen to him. We're just going to see them eat each other alive move on.
When he leaves office, like Stormy Daniels, all them doors, all them girls gonna come up missing. They be like, she's mysteriously washed up on the shore.
That's not gonna happen. But Michael Cohen, I mean, Michael Cohen is, wow.
Yeah.
He's implicating Donald Trump in illegal acts. Now, that's something else. That's deep right there. That might actually wind up with him getting charged with something.
Collusion is illegal. But not even
collusion. We're just talking about, you know, paying off Stormy Daniels and the fact that Michael Cohen was like, you know what, I did this
with his lawyer,
with the support of Trump, the candidate for 2016.
Oh, well, guess what? But guess what? Why is he saying this now? Why?
Because he's taking his own skin. Yeah.
Right. So that's going to be a reason. Skin. He's got to cover your butt. That's how that goes. Yeah. Listen, he's going to be sleeping with the fishes.
He's not going to be sleeping with no fishes. Trump is shaking in his boots right now. Shaking.
I don't think so. Gangsters don't really shake.
He's shaking.
They lean. Okay, sorry.
Girl, okay. He's like, but I'm... Okay. So... You know Lisa Rae McCoy, right?
Yeah, that's the brat big sister. You know that? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they were sisters. They're sisters, the brat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had no idea. Well, now
that's
I know.
That's because if you were old, you would know.
Anyway, so Lisa Rae McCoy, she was on a show called The Proposal. Have you heard of The Proposal?
Yeah, she was married to the Turks and Caicos guy, right?
Yeah, Michael Misick. Yes. Mm-hmm. Making big coins. You know what I'm saying? She got used to them coins.
Big coins or bitcoins?
Big coins.
Okay. So make sure, because she was like eating up her word. Yeah.
Anyway, so she was on that show called The Proposal on ABC, where you basically, it's kind of like, I don't know, like a bachelorette. Uh-huh. Or bachelor, like, but sped up a little bit. So you have people come on and you ask them a series of questions. And at the end of the show, which is only like, what, an hour, then this person proposes to you. So,
but Lisa Rae is like 66. How old is she?
She's not 66. She's in her early 50s. Okay, so she went on the show because she was lonely.
She's beautiful.
And she decided that Anthony B was going to be the one that she was going to accept the proposal from. Long story short, a month after he made a second proposal, she's like, okay, I'm calling off the wedding.
He wanted a real proposal?
Yeah, it was a real proposal because he really wanted to marry this woman. She was like, no, I'm sorry. This is not going to work
out. She wasn't that lonely.
And apparently he wasn't making enough coins. Like I said, she was used to them big coins.
Diamond.
And now, you mean, you know.
Do you remember her in Players Club?
No.
You don't remember her in Players Club? Y'all remember her in Players Club? She was like.
Are you going to revoke my black card now?
No. You got to just watch Players Club. So, you know, in Players Club, she was a stripper. Her name is Diamond. And she would say to her girlfriend, well, her cousin that she got into the strip club, mm-hmm. she was like, make the money. Don't let the money make you. So I guess that's not what she's really saying.
Okay. Right, exactly. So she said on a Facebook Live, she said, listen, I want a man who is quote unquote equally yoked. So then Facebook Live people were like, oh, she's a gold digger, waka, 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 waka. So do you think that Lisa Rae did the right thing, or do you think that she is a gold digger?
I do not even know what gold digger means. Where did that I don't even understand that.
Because she says she wants a man who's equally yoked.
Well, so she needs to have somebody that she can ask for a couple dollars from. If that's important to her, I think that she should have that in her life.
Okay. So you do not think that, she don't think she's a gold digger?
She's not. I don't even think that that's a thing.
Really?
I don't.
In this case or ever?
Ever.
What?
I don't know. I think that people have preferences. I can be like a transgender woman. I can want a certain kind of man in my life. And if he has to have a certain amount of coins, then that's my preference.
Okay, it's your preference. But then you're a gold digger.
No.
Because you're with that person for the money.
No, I'm not. That's just one of the perks of our relationship. Yeah.
Okay. Semantics.
No, I did not.
Semantics.
That is your millennial mindset.
No,
gold digger. What is that? A man put that terminology on stuff. What are you talking about? A gold digger.
Or a gigolo. Someone who's with a man who's with a woman for her money and what she can provide him. Those things do exist.
I just think that if that's what your preference is, you should have that.
Okay.
You should have that. I mean, you still got to deal with the nonsense anyway.
Welcome back to What's the 411, and we're bringing you more of stories that are popping. And Onika, you got something for
us. Bark, bark, chicken. So Southwest was like, get your damn chickens out of here. This is what happened. So Southwest has joined a plethora of other airlines who say that we are going to limit the term service, emotional service animals,
okay,
right?
Emotional support animals. Right.
Emotional support animals to dogs and cats, right? Because what was happening, people were bringing like baby kangaroos and chickens and all kinds of
peacocks,
lizards and snakes and stuff, like saying that they were emotional support animals. And I do get that animals do give you a sense of security and become the hell.
Come on.
I think that kangaroo is getting abused.
I don't know about that. That's going to stay over there. But I do think this is actually a very, very good policy.
Do you really?
Absolutely. Because check this
out. I think you're discriminating. Dogs and cats. Only dogs and cats. What if I am a kangaroo person or a chicken person?
Then you will pay your money and put them in cargo where they belong.
That's not right. That's not right.
That's very right. Because, I mean, imagine this. Say, for example, you're, you know, a person who doesn't like animals. Say you are afraid of kangaroos. Now you got to sit next to this person who has this
afraid
big
of dogs?
Kangaroo
what
or something
afraid
like
of
that.
Dogs and cats?
Well,
I'm afraid of dogs more than kangaroos. I mean, I've never been around a kangaroo.
No.
But
you know what I mean? But a dog and a cat is something that you will see, a domestic animal that you will see pretty much everywhere you go anywhere.
But not in a confined aircraft.
Right, but I think there is a limit, and there should be a limit, and if they're going to allow any support animals, it should be a dog or a cat. That makes sense to me. Not a kangaroo, not a peacock.
So in this culture, is there another animal in another culture that's just as domestic as dogs and cats? Like,
I have no idea. Okay. I do not know, but I know that dogs and cats, people have them, they gain support. Like, did you see that video about the MTA? There was somebody who brought their dog on. A pit bull. Now, the pit bull is supposed to be, now, this is the rule.
Yeah.
In the subway, you're supposed to have a dog in a carrier when you bring them
on
the train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Just a regular old pit bull. Pit bull jumped up and attacked the woman, held on to her foot, wouldn't let go. He had to literally pull the dog off the woman's foot. Luckily, it was the shoe and she didn't actually get bit. Like,
but I thought that they had like bans against pit bulls and
dog that is too big to be in a carrier is not supposed to be on the train. And people are doing that now because I guess that was a support animal or whatever it was.
All those victimized German shepherds.
Listen.
Damn. What are you, the hipsters with German shepherds looking crazy. Okay.
Listen, no. So yeah, I think this is a good thing. I'm glad.
Okay.
Limits.
What do you guys think? Comment below.
Yes.
Yeah. Comment. Yes. Comment on our social media. Just say, at Kizzy, at Onika, we think about the dog and the cat and the service.
And the peacocks and the kangaroos. And
that's
comment
hilarious.
On this story, too. So, Refinery29, you know Refinery29,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
So, they posted an article, what happened when I moved in with my casual fling? So this is what happened.
What happened was
a woman's roommate unexpectedly moved from their rent-stabilized New York City Soho apartment. So, you know, that's like
She was staying
mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. So now she had to find a new roommate because, I mean, she didn't have enough to pay for, you know, the entire place. And so a guy that she was dating for 6 weeks, 6 weeks, girl, 6 weeks, became her new roommate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't know your roommate at all. Sometimes you get them off Craigslist. So, okay, I'm with the story yet. Go ahead.
Right. So six
weeks. I mean, it's a good roommate with, like, maybe some benefits.
There was lots of benefits because they moved into a relationship along with that, you know, new apartment. Nice. So they stayed together for a little while, but eventually, you know, they broke up over financial reasons. She wasn't good with money. He wasn't good with money. They went their separate ways.
That's why they needed roommates. But go ahead.
Yes. So they both moved on with their lives. She moved out to L.A., and then a few years later, he moved out to L.A., and they reconnected. They were both now adults, no longer, you know, right out of college, got together, got married, had two kids, live in happily ever after. It's been 12 years now that they've been married.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? So
nice.
So, okay, do you, in that situation, do you think it's a good idea?
To move in with a guy?
Would you consider it, like, moving in with somebody who you barely knew? A guy that you were dating now, not just...
Well, if my money wasn't straight, yeah. Because it's hard to live in this city and be fly at the same time. And that's what you do in your 20s. You just take chances and stuff. Do you know what it is? I'm watching Love Is on OWN.
What?
Love Is. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. You guys should watch it. Tell us what you think about it. So Love Is. Oh,
is
so
it a scripted?
Well, no. Right. So, you know, the creators of Being and Mary Jane.
Yes. Right. I love that show.
That husband and wife couple.
Yes.
They are doing a series about how they fell in love. How they were in L.A. and how he moved in with her really early and whatever.
Really?
And how their lives, how they became in how love is.
And it's
so dope because they have, like, young actors playing them and then they have older actors talking about what they thought about.
So it's
about.
Like a kind of a documentary but reenactment, basically.
But it's so dope. It's just, I think that's just like a Love Is story because they had all that craziness in their 20s and then eventually they became this power couple that makes all these stories about what love is.
Okay, so do you think this kind of story happens more often than not?
Not in our society because our society is so selfish. You know, everything is Instagrammable and everybody wants to be like, no one really takes the time to like get deep because our society is just so self-centered at this point. So somebody would have to bite the bullet. Like in the Love Is thing, the girl, the woman in the story, she had her stuff together and the guy like had a baby's mother. He was married before he moved out there. He was like living off of women kind of. And then they fell in love. And that was a big chance that she had to take to see.
What?
It worked out.
And he got his stuff together.
Girl, they done wrote Being Mary Jane and all this stuff.
Well, that's a fairy tale too. That's a good story.
Watch Love Is.
I'm going to watch Love Is.
So we haven't had this segment in a while. It is a seasoning. It is a meshing of cultures. It is a curry goat, rice and peas.
Better not forget your roti.
It is roti, not D.
Exactly.
I always say roti.
There's no roti.
So roti skin. Roti skin.
Roti, just is roti.
Roti skin. So we have not had it in a while. In a wild child. We did not have it in a wild child, but we'd have it today. So feel lucky. Feel lucky. Lucky.
Girl, okay, you know what? Let me just get into the Caribbean cook-up because this intro is longer than the actual story. All right, so anybody, you have not been to the West Indian American Day Parade.
No,
but you know people.
Yes.
Right.
My children now.
Right, exactly. So anybody who has ever gone or attended or enjoyed, participated in the West Indian American Day Parade, we have just experienced a really big loss. The president of WIADCA, West Indian American Day Carnival Association, Bill Howard, he died. He passed away. He was the president of that organization. He died at the age of 75. And just a month before the parade was set to happen. So It's a huge loss to the community. But he was really a great guy. Like, he was from the South. He was not actually Caribbean. But we are all one family, and so he,
really?
yes, he was from the South.
I'm from the South.
Oh, now you're interested in the story. Yes. Yeah, so he's from the South, and he just, you know, embraced the Caribbean community. And
he had a West Indian wife. That's what happens.
Oh, Lord. So anyway.
You get the yard girl, you don't come back inside.
He was a longtime resident of Brooklyn, and he was a good friend to Shirley Chisholm, another, you know, trailblazer. Served as the first black U.S. Congresswoman, so he worked on her political campaigns. He was the vice president of the Shirley Chisholm Cultural Institute for Children, and he was actually working on another project, which was a Shirley Chisholm Center in Brooklyn. Nice. So he was really like pushing for that. So hopefully he'll, you know, other people will take up the mantle and go, who's who of Caribbean Americans showed up to like show their respects? It was Una Clark. There was Matthew Eugene, that's the first Haitian to serve as a council member. Jemani Williams, who's running for lieutenant governor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, amazing. So, you know, may he rest in peace.
In power.
Rest in power, yes.
Traditional light bulbs actually generate 9 times more heat than light. Switch to energy-saving bulbs. Saving energy saves you money.
So now we have our quote of the week, and it comes from John Marks Templeton and was posted by Denise Hurley. The quote is, "Kindness comes back like a boomerang by those who are kind. Perhaps its return takes years. Perhaps the kindness returns from a different direction, but it will return. It is never lost." Thank you so much for that, Denise Hurley. That's a really, really good quote. If you would like for us to shine a light on your quote, hit us up on Facebook or LinkedIn.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for nearly 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop the texts. Stop the wrecks.
And our photo of the week is of Kim Kardashian and her hubby, the wonderful, the marvelous Kanye West. They were at 2 Chainz and Keisha Ward's and Keisha Ward's wedding in Miami. Turn up.
Traditional light bulbs actually generate 9 times more heat than light. Switch to energy-saving bulbs. Saving energy saves you money.
Nika girl.
What's up, baby?
Listen.
What happened?
We've come to the end of the show. Once again, it goes so fast. That's going to do it for this week's edition of What's the 411, your smart source for urban lifestyle and entertainment news.
Until next week, check us out on our website, whatsthe411.com.
Yep, and hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, What's the 411 TV.
Subscribe. Say that again, slowly.
Subscribe to our channel. What's the 411 TV?
Yes, come on. And remember to subscribe and download our podcast, because you see how cute we are. We sound even better. Like when you have your headphones on and your eyes closed, don't you want to hear this voice? And you can find that on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and TuneIn.
Yes, I'm Kizzy Cox, and on behalf of my co-host, Onika McLean, thank you for spending your time with What's the 411. 411, who's got the 411? 411, they got the 411. Who's got the 411? We got the 411. What's the 411? The 411. What's the 411? They got the 411. We got the 411. What's the 411?